Chapter 3, Mishnah 10, Kaveris Devorim, a Bihav. And the important thing over here is that this Bihav is resting on the ground, but it's not cemented to the ground. And the Shaila is, the question is, is it considered permanent, or is it considered like movable? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, Harehi Kakarka, it's considered 100% like ground, even if it's just resting on the ground. And therefore, because it's considered ground, v'kosvin alei pruzbul, the pruzbul can be written on it. So you remember that in the seventh year, so all a person's debts were cancelled. So the way he used to get around it is the creditor used to write a pruzbul, and he used to basically assign his debts to the court. So the court used to now own the debt, and that was a way of getting around the debt being cancelled. But in order for a pruzbul to be effective, it had to be underwritten by the land of the debtor. So this bihav could be considered land. The enema kabelis tuma bimkoima doesn't, it's insusceptible to impurity in its place, because anything that's considered fixed or connected to the ground is not susceptible to impurity. Vairoida memena b'shabbos, and if someone scrapes honey from it on Shabbos inadvertently, chav chattis, he would have to bring a sin offering, because now that it's connected to the ground, so if you take something off it, it's like harvesting. So that's Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim Omer, but the rabbis say, no, ain't a kakak, it's not considered the land like land at all, because it's not connected to the land, and therefore, because it's not land, v'ain kos finale a pruzbul, you can't write a pruzbul with it. U'mekabeles tuma bimkoma, it can become impure where it is. V'aroide memene b'shabbos pater, and if someone scrapes out honey from it on Shabbos, they are exempt because it's not considered land. So it brings over here that Lacha follows the sages. So it's not considered bihav, that's not connected to the land, is not considered land.